I was watching TV with my friend Nellie.
Fiona, look!
She pointed at the TV screen showing a dancing Barbie doll. She was dancing to the famous song, I'm a Barbie Girl in a Barbie World. And I could see Nellie's face light up as she watched the creepy doll.
Ring the number below for the Barbie hotline. The first 100 callers will receive a free doll.
Nellie snatched the phone out of my hand and started dialing the number scrolling under the TV screen.
Hello?
Nellie giggled into the receiver.
Is this the Barbie hotline? I'm calling about... Oh, no way! Yes, thank you! My address is... Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Nellie threw my phone at me and started dancing.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic!
What happened?
I want a free Barbie! You should bring them too, Fiona.
Ugh, I hate Barbie dolls, I shuddered. Nellie made a funny face mocking me. Boring. Whatever. Anyways, how are they going to deliver it to you? You didn't even give them your address.
They already know it.
That's so weird.
I don't care. I'm happy my doll will be home soon.
The next day at school, Nellie rushed at me from the end of the hallway holding a box in her hand.
Take a look at this!
I already knew it was in that box. Nellie took out the blonde-haired Barbie doll wearing everything pink. God, I hate pink.
Ugh, you hate Barbie, you hate pink. Is there anything you like, Fiona?
Nellie got angry and walked away. I didn't try to stop her. A weird feeling inside my head kept telling me no matter how hard I tried, I would never be able to convince Nellie to get rid of that doll. The rest of the day, Nellie carried the doll around the school. I don't know why no teachers or students felt weird that a 16-year-old was roaming around flashing her new Barbie doll. On her way home, I was walking behind Nellie. She kept singing and hopping while looking at her Barbie. It was getting hella annoying. I started making plans on how I could throw away the doll so Nellie wouldn't be playing with it anymore. Just then, I saw the overbridge. Yes, that's perfect. I'll snatch the doll from her hand and throw it down the river. That's it. Nellie will be saved from this menace of plastic statues.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. La 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 la, la 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 la. You can touch my hair. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
As we reached the cement railings of the overbridge, I wasted no time. I grabbed the doll's blonde hair.
What are you doing, Fiona?
Give that to me. I wasted no time. I took the doll and threw it into the river.
Fiona, why did you do that?
Now you can't play with it anymore. Your Barbie will drown and you can't even save her. You don't even know how to swim. But what happened next wasn't part of my plan. Nellie climbed the edge of the bridge and jumped into the water.
Nellie!
Miss Davidson? Miss Davidson, can you hear me?
I slowly opened my eyes, hearing the voice of a man. My blurry vision took time to adjust with the high-powered floodlights. I found myself tied to a chair, face to face with a doctor and three nurses surrounding him. The room I was in was painted all white. For a second, I thought I died and went to heaven.
Where am I? Where's Nellie? Is she all right?
The doctor looked at my parents with a worried face. I was getting the vibe that all of them were up to something. Something secretive.
Is your imaginary friend back again?
What are you saying? I'm a 16-year-old girl. I don't have any imaginary friends.
Bring the mirror.
The doctor instructed the nurse. One of them handed him this big, square-shaped mirror.
You think you're 16, huh? Well, why don't you take a look?
Saying this, the doctor held the mirror right opposite my face, and I felt my stomach drop. In that mirror, I saw myself. Only, I wasn't 16 anymore. I had white, stringy hair with a bald spot on the middle of my head. My wrinkly face with my chapped lips and puffy eyes scared the hell out of me. What? What is this? A freak show? This is all makeup, right? You guys are just trying to prank me. Why don't you guys stop this nonsense and help Nellie?
There's no one named Nellie, Fiona. Do you remember this?
The doctor now picked up that evil Barbie doll. What the hell? How did this get here? I threw it down the river. I don't understand.
This doll belonged to your younger sister, Daisy. Do you remember Daisy?
As soon as I heard the name, I got goosebumps on my skin. Oh my God, Daisy. My little sister Daisy. She was only 7 years old when my body started to shake. I realized I was gonna faint.
Take her to her cell. Make sure her hands and legs are tied to the bed. We can't let a violent patient move around freely.
But doctor, how long will this go on? Will she never get rid of this guilt? Is there no other way to cure her memory loss?
I'm afraid she'll be keep going back and forth by the memory lane until she dies. The fact that she took her younger sister to the overbridge just to get rid of her, it's taken a big toll on her mind.
But why is she triggered by a Barbie doll?
Fiona's sister Daisy loved Barbie dolls, and everyone loved Daisy more than Fiona. Barbie reminds Fiona of her dead sister. Her mind hallucinates this imaginary character Nelly, trying to justify how the Barbie is the reason behind her sister's death. She came to the asylum when she was 18 years old, and now she's going to die here someday. She's a lost case. There's nothing we can do to bring her back into reality. She's the prisoner of her own twisted mind.
Please. Please. Stop that song. No. No. Nelly. Don't buy that doll. It's cursed. I don't want to see the movie. Why don't you get it? Oh, come on, Tia. Just behave like a girl for once. You think watching the pink vomit makes you a girl? Hey, enough with your insults. We are going to watch the Barbie movie, and that's it. You're my little sister, and you're coming with me. Why can't you just go with your stupid bimbo friends? I have no problem chilling at home. My sister Ruthie looked me in the eye and said in an angry tone, if you don't come with me, I'll tell Mom that you're dating Tyler. Boyfriend card, really? Yep. Now go upstairs and get ready. I got up in frustration and kicked the couch. Ruthie called out again. Oh, and wear something pink. Ugh, you're ruining my life. Such a baby. I stomped my way to the stairs. I hate Barbie, and I am not the girly girl my sister is. But she always manages to get her way, and I hate that even more. We hopped in the car, and probably for the 2,547th time, Ruthie played I'm a Barbie Girl in the Barbie World. I was so over her that this time, I didn't waste my energy complaining about it. When we reached the movie theater, all I could see were women dressed in pink as far as my eyes could see. Suddenly, Ruthie's friends Darla and Tammy came rushing at us. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Oh, I'm so excited. So am I. Oh, me too. They were all dressed like pink nightmares with their overtly sparkling accessories and loud makeup. Why are you guys repeating each other like that? You won't get it. Let's get some popcorn. I stood in the corner while my sister Ruthie hopped towards the food counter with her friends. I was texting my boyfriend about how ridiculous my weekend was going when I felt someone watching me. Whoa, why is she staring like that? I looked around and realized the woman was indeed staring at me. Her eyeballs never moved, and she blinked so slowly. She was dressed like a Barbie from hell. Hey, come on, the movie's about to start. Ruthie's voice brought me back to reality. I went back to check on that creepy woman, but she wasn't there anymore. As the movie started, I felt I was drowning in this ocean of cringe. My sister and her friends were enjoying it, though. I was so bored. After 20 minutes, I fell asleep. I woke up to the loud sound of someone gobbling food as if they hadn't eaten for days. Ruthie and her friends were still hooked to the screen. I turned to the other side and almost got spooked. It was that same woman dressed as the creepy Barbie. She was sitting right next to me and eating a tub filled with popcorn. She suddenly turned her face towards me and said,
don't you like this movie?
Not really.
Why? Everyone loves Barbie.
I don't. I was about to go back to my nap, but the woman didn't leave me alone. She kept on ranting about how Barbie is an icon for young girls and how every woman should support this movie. When I couldn't take any more of her stupid rantings, I ended up screaming at her, "Will you please shut up and watch the movie?
Why are you being rude?"
"I am not being rude. I just want to sleep in peace."
"Well, if you hate this movie so much, why did you come? That's none of your business, dude. Just leave me alone."
I expected her to get angry and leave, but instead, she brought her face extremely close to mine and said in a spine-chilling voice,
"Do you ever think about dying?"
What?
"Like, how would you prefer to die?"
"What? Rubbish, what are you..."
"Shh, don't say it out loud. You never know when it's your last day on this earth."
Her eyes glowed in the darkness of the movie hall. I was so terrified and shocked at the same time that I kind of forgot to move. The woman watched me for a minute more and then got up from her seat. She walked straight out of the movie hall without even looking at me once. I stayed awake the rest of the movie. Something about that woman kept ringing a red alarm in my head. After the movie, we all went home. I didn't tell my sister about the woman, just went to my room and called it a night. I jumped out of my bed, hearing my sister scream. I rushed down the stairs and barged into her room, slamming the door open. Ruthie was sitting on her bed and her eyes were wide in fear.
What happened? What's the sound?
Ruthie pointed at the window with her shaking hand, and I slowly turned my head towards that direction. The woman from the movie theater was standing outside my sister's window holding a rat in her teeth.
Yes, the rat's neck was broken and it was squeaking in dying pain.
And then she ducked down, taking the mouse with her. We couldn't see her for a few seconds, but could hear a low, squeaking sound followed by rustling on the ground.
"If you don't leave now, we'll call the cops."
After a few more seconds, we heard footsteps fading into the dark. My sister slept in my room the rest of the night. The next morning, when I woke up, I found a letter on our porch. It read,
"Not your Barbie girl. I'm living in my own world. I ain't plastic. Call me classic."
The roads are closed due to the accident.
How will we get home now?
We'll cut through the woods. Come on.
But Mom said not to go into the woods.
Do you want to get home or not, Daisy?
Fine. What was that?
It's an owl, silly.
The woods are so creepy. Mom would be so mad.
You know you don't have to tell Mom everything.
Why not?
Ugh, stupid kid.
Don't call me stupid. You're stupid.
Poor Barbie doll.
Listen, what is that sound, Ariel?
Sounds like carnival music.
Do you smell that?
Yeah, smells like cupcakes.
Come on, let's check it out.
What happened?
But Mom said we shouldn't roam in the woods. We can get lost.
We won't be lost. You see this trail? It goes straight to our house.
Maybe Ariel is right. There's no harm in looking around for a while, I guess. Ariel, wait for me!
Wow, I've never seen anything like this. Come on, this way. I had no idea there was a theme park in these woods. I wonder why our parents never brought us here.
Oh my god, it's Barbie themed! I love this place!
Wait, what are you doing?
It's called eating, Daisy.
But we don't have any money.
Do you see anyone asking for it?
No, but doesn't this feel a little weird to you? I mean, I don't see anyone here.
Look at that ball pit. Instead of plastic balls, it's filled with Barbie heads.
I don't like this place, Ariel.
Ugh, you are such an annoying kid. Screw it, I'm gonna try the rides. Whee! This is the best day of my life!
Ariel?
Maybe I should play for a little bit, too. The donuts are making me hungry. What's the worst that could happen if I try one? Wow. These are so tasty. Maybe I should put some in my backpack. Daisy! Come here! This is so much fun! Daisy? Daisy, Daisy, wake up! We have to go home now! Daisy!
Ariel? What's happened?
Looks like we fell asleep. We've been playing and eating junk food all day. It's almost midnight. We need to go home. Mom's gonna kill us. Hurry up, now!
Can we come here again?
Yes, but we'll tell our parents next time. Let's go. It's getting late.
I don't understand the officer. Where did they go? They were supposed to come home straight from school.
Mom? Dad? What's happening? Oh, thank God. They're back. Where were you? I thought I would never see you guys again.
We're sorry, Mom. We were heading home and stopped at this theme park in the woods.
We thought we'd only look around for a bit, but we ended up playing there for a few hours.
This won't ever happen again.
Few hours? You guys haven't been home for 3 days.
It was all Barbie themed.
Yes, we're not lying. I even took donuts from the stall.
Your kids have been really lucky, Mr. Anderson. Many kids have gone missing in the forest throughout the years. Those who have managed to come back mention this theme park. But each kid said it had a different theme depending on what they love. To some, it was Disney themed, and to some, it was decorated with cars and robots.
Oh my God, did you look for this park?
Yes, many times. But every time we searched those woods, we found no such place. We're happy that your kids are back home safe.
If there was no theme park, then where were we for the last 3 days?